Hey everybody, I'm Rich Experience. I'm here to play a few songs tonight. Open up for, I think, Delta and Brunner are going to play later. As you can see from my attire, I'm a scientist. I'm a food scientist, actually. I used to work at a place called Kraft Foods. It's an authentic Kraft Foods lab coat. And I used to work on new things. Kraft bought Nabisco, and they had the Oreo cookie now. The Oreo cookie was theirs. And Nabisco said, don't mess with the Oreo, man. Whatever you do, just don't mess with it, because it's perfect, you know, it's perfect. So Kraft says, you know, do whatever you want with it, man, just change it, do something. So I encapsulated this little orange flavoring in the filling of the Oreo cookie. And the key was, when you ate the first one, you know, it didn't taste that good, you know, it was okay, but it wasn't that good. When you ate the second one, it tastes a little better, you know, it tastes a little better. When you eat the third one, the release factor kicks in, and it's perfect, it's orange chocolate heaven, man. And as long as you keep shoving them down your throat, you know, you stay at that level. You stay right at that level. But anyway, I was there in the morning, you know, on Friday, and I was making this cheese, but it wasn't really cheese. It was a fat matrix. And in this fat matrix, they put this flavoring called cheese tang. And the thing was, you put it in a Ritz cracker, you know, and you chew it up, and it gives you this nice cheesy flavor. You swallow it, it lubricates your esophagus as it goes down. You know, it's very nice and smooth. And I'm sitting there, you know, I'm working on that. I was kind of bored, you know, I can't listen to music or anything. I'm the only person in this big freaking laboratory, you know. And I started singing this little song while I was at work, you know, just something that kept sticking in my head. And, you know, it made me feel better about myself a little bit. And it goes something like this. Gates of that place, knocking over the vats of Happy Cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. Then I looked to my right. To my right was the bag. The very bag that brought with me to work that day. And in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before. Now I'm laying in bed, I wake up the next day, and I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And a little cat, you know, comes up and starts nuzzling me, you know. I'm like, you know, this cat's got a little funk to him, a little stink, you know. It's got a little smell. I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? I'll wash him off. I'll give him a bath, you know. So I, like, take him out, put him in the tub, and get out the palm olive, you know, and just start hosing him down. Kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, yes. Good kitty likes it. Good kitty likes the cat. Good kitty likes it. Good kitty likes it, yes. Good kitty likes it, yes. She told me that my life was worthless, you know, when she broke up with me and dumped me, you know, just totally worthless. But, you know, my second girlfriend, she was really into heavy metal, you know, she was really a metal chick. I got to see Ozfest and all these really cool places, you know, I mean. My third girlfriend was a Japanese major, which was kind of weird, you know, she was majoring in Japanese. My fourth girlfriend was actually Japanese. Strange turn of events, you know, strange turn of events. It's a song about the girlfriend I haven't had yet. It's a song about girlfriend number 8. Hanging out with number 8, having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8, if you're having fun, make no mistake, you're hanging out with the number 8. Bring it down now. Hanging out with number 8. Having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8. If you're having fun, make no mistake, you're hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8. Smoking J and getting baked. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Thank you. Everybody has pets, or a lot of people have pets or have pets, you know, like dogs or cats, you know, but I'm talking about pets, you know, that slither around, you know, that eat, like, insects and stuff, like lizards and snakes and turtles and stuff like that, you know. It's a song about the reptile swap down. It used to be in Barrington, but now it's in Wheaton, Illinois. And there you could go and swap in your lizard or snake, you know, for a new one, or you could buy something there for cheap. It was really cool, and everybody knows that lizards have emotions, man. Snakes can feel pain. And then turtles can feel shame. Song about the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you want to do, reptile swap's the place to be. Alligators, lizards, turtles, and snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian dragons, leprechauns too, chameleons, chameleons. So the reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-doo, a reptile swap, the place for you. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-doo, a reptile swap. Reptiles, reptiles for me, millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Thank you. Yeah. here's a song, you know, as I used to go to Mutiny a lot. I live in Logan Square, and honestly, I was skateboarding there, because it's not that far, you know, but it's a good trip, you know, it's a good trip. And I got into this habit, you know, of smoking some weed and then getting on the board, you know, and then cruising out there, which is pretty bizarre. And I do this thing, you know, called pumping, or I pump back and forth on these longboards. It propels me forward without having to put my foot down, you know, and I just cruise like that. And I wrote this song while I was doing it. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Sunlight, lizard, dragon. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Cool. Now this is actually a celebration for me. After, you know, 5 or 8, 7 years of doing this shit, you know, finally, when you search my name on Google, I'm the first one on the fucking list, man. First one on the list. I finally beat that fucking porn site, man. For all these years, I knew eventually I'd get that fucker. Here's a song dedicated to computers, you know, it's called My Computer. Again, data entry. Again, my computer is my friend. Work. Fun. Again. My computer is my friend. Thank you. This next song is, you know, I woke up one morning, you know, I didn't have time for breakfast. So I walked down the, walked outside my apartment, you know, down the sidewalk. Was this little life saver, you know, on the ground, you know, on the ground, a green one, actually. I looked at it, you know, I looked closely at it, and there's like, all these little ants, you know, just swarming all around this thing, just swarming all around it. Here comes this little kid, you know, just walking along, holding onto his mom's hand, you know, I look at him, you know, he looks at me, lifts up his foot like he's gonna step on it. His mom pulls him away at the last minute, just yanks him out of the way. And I was thinking, you know, should I eat it? Should I step on it?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I'm walking home from work, you know, it just rained out, you know, the sidewalk's all wet. All these little worms just crawling across the sidewalk. I'm just like, little worm, man, why don't you go underground, you know, hang out with your wormy friends?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I'll get my apartment. Open the door, you know, and here comes my cat. Just saunters up to me, you know, like he always does. Rolls over on his back. Looks like he has big
Maybe I don't.
Thank you. It's about a man with a little problem. You know, everybody has something different about him. I mean, this guy, when he walks around, he makes this little squeaky sound. No one knows who or why, you know? It's like when you walk in from outside on a nice clean floor, you know, your shoes make this little sound. This poor guy, he makes this sound all the time. All the time. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming. And they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I make a squeaky sound. Here's a song about being at work, you know. I mean, when you're here hanging out with your friends on a nice Friday night, you're who you are, you're yourself, you know. You're not pretending to be anybody else and stuff like that, you know. But when you go in for work on Monday, you know, say you went out Sunday or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter if you feel bad, you feel rotten, you're hungover. It doesn't matter. Someone comes up to you and says, hey, good morning. You say, good morning. Say, how are you? Well, I'm fine, and how are you? You know, it's a little mask you wear. Everybody wears these little masks, you know. You don't like the person, but you pretend you do, yeah, that's the way you go. A song called Work Face. I got my work face on. I got my work face on. My work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. My work face on. My work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. Work face on. My work face on. My work face on. Tweed, dumbass, jerk, kiss their ass, kiss his ass, kiss your ass, kiss my ass. I got my work face on. Thank you. Hey, bartender, how am I doing on time there? On time? A couple more?
All right.
Doll heads, man.
All right, cool. This next song happened to me a few New Year's Eves ago, you know. I was hanging out with some friends, you know, smoking the old Hobbit leaf, getting ready to go out, you know, drink a lot. And we decided to go to this freaking party, you know, not too far, so we just walked there, you know. And went to this great house, you know. She had the bottom floor of this village, and she had this one room, you know, it was painted all red, you know. And inside this room, she had these dolls, you know. And dolls are cool, but, you know, she had the heads of dolls, you know, little heads of dolls. And they were all kind of, like, fucked up in some weird way, you know. I mean, some were like torn apart, other ones had needles in the eyes, and some of them were ripped in half and then sewn back together with twine. It was really bizarre. All these freaky, freaky doll heads. These freaky, 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 freaky doll heads. All around me, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads. I can't stand all these freaky, freaky doll heads. Freaky doll heads, freaky doll heads. All around me, these freaky doll heads, freaky doll heads, freaky doll heads. Why did you get all these freaky doll heads? Freaky doll heads, freaky doll heads. All around me, freaky doll heads, freaky doll heads, freaky doll heads, freaky doll heads. Thank you. This next song is about the Jurassic Park syndrome, as I call it, when you have too many pets, you know, they just take over your life, they take over your apartment, they do whatever they want, you know, you can't stop them, you just can't stop. My parents have 8 freaking dogs, man, 8 dogs, and when one starts barking, they all start barking, you know, my dad yells, hush, my mom yells, hush, because they're from the south, you know, they have that accent, you know, and this is a song about a man, you know, he's got a pet monkey. My soup, monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Thank you. You know, I like to play video games a lot. I play Xbox 360 and stuff. I'm on number 4 now. The rest of them have died or whatever, and I've replaced them. But you know, when I'm not, you know, playing video games, I like to go out and pull people out of their cars and then shoot them in the head, get in their cars, and drive around. You know, because that's what the game makes me do. You know, it just makes me freak out. You know, I'm just kidding. You know? Why would somebody do that? It's just ridiculous. It's just a video game. I mean, this is what would happen if someone actually did what was on the video game. You know, if you just went out there and did it. I come to your house, I jump in your head. Where are my coins? I come to your house, I smash your things. Where are my coins? Thank you. Yeah. You know, you can wash your car, you can wash your dishes, you know, but how do you wash your brain? So you've been to work all day, you know, you gotta get rid of things, man. You're too wound up. You gotta get that crap out of there. It's a song called Brainwash. Brainwash, brainwash, I don't get my brainwash. Drugs, 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 drugs. Brainwash, brainwash, how do I get my brainwash? Baseball bat, baseball bat. Shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull. Brainwash, brainwash, how do I get my brainwash? Brainwash, brainwash, how do I get my brainwash? Think about soap, 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 think about soap. Thank you. I have one last song for you guys. It's another song about something, the thing I love to do the most, you know, it's about getting out there, doing the ollie, you know, surfing the sidewalks, and skateboarding, you know, it's about getting down like that. Fucking porn site. I have free CDs. Come and see me later. Thank you very much.